New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong,
positive Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. Dun, 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 dun. You know why I say dun, 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 everybody? Because when you're young, you feel invincible. When you feel invincible, you hear that. That goes through your ears. Dun, 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 dun. You do crazy ass shit. And if you get hurt, you rub something on it. Wrap it up with duct tape and you keep it moving. But the older you get, you start to realize that maybe going to a doctor now and then is something your ass needs to incorporate into your lifestyle. Or have a friend who's a fucking doctor who always notices shit. What's that brown spot in your fucking chin? You know what I mean? Why are you breathing so hard? Oh, your gut is getting kind of heavy. You need a friend as a fucking doctor once in a while. Now, I want you to closely listen to this next part. If you ever get a diagnosis for some big-ass procedure, don't hesitate to get a second opinion. Even if your friend is a goddamn doctor, you get a fucking offended. Fuck him. Don't hesitate to get a third or fourth opinion. Hell, you don't know what kind of grades your doctor got in medical school. For all you know, that motherfucker was at the bottom of the class. Other motherfuckers was sitting in there watching goddamn surgeries and shit. And this motherfucker's still working on frogs. Shit. The health department made restaurants post their damn health inspection grades. You see your Uber driver's ratings before you get in that fucking car? Hell, what they need to do is make doctors post their damn GPAs. Now, if your doctor told you needed an armpit transplant, Miles, would you be concerned, Miles, if you looked on that damn doctor's door and saw this motherfucker got straight C's in medical school? You would be like, fuck you, Dr. Mel, practice. I'm getting a second opinion. That's a great name for a doctor, though. Mel, practice.
It's a terrible name. One, I question you as a patient that you decided to go to Dr. Mel practice. And you got what you paid for it, in that, why would you need an armpit transplant?
Why, Miles? You got to have some serious-ass glands for them to have to take your shit out, you know?
Yeah.
And then transplant means they're going to put another motherfucker's armpit in your shit.
Right. Well, it's not going to happen because hopefully they stop Dr. Malpractice. First, they look up his name and go, we need to look deeply into malpractice, and then they see what happened to him in medical school.
Hey, Miles, you got to sign for that shit. On your license, they say you want to be an organ donor. I'm not sure if armpits are listed under organ donors, Miles. I mean, shit, I'd be surprised if the shit was up there.
Yeah, they're not. Your armpit is not an organ.
What the fuck mean it's not an organ?
I'm no doctor, but I can tell you it's not an organ.
But it's a gland in that bitch, Miles, that produces mustiness.
Right.
Now, can you, on your license, can you say you want specific shit to be donated and not everything?
I mean, you should be able to, I guess. Like, what would you want to donate?
I mean, shit like, you know, maybe my fucking eyes or some shit like that. You know, just in case they come up with some kind of procedure so people can see the world.
Okay, well, that was generous. If you're doing that, you might as well give everything, but I get it.
No, I'm just asking the question. Can you, Miles, and if anybody else has the answer to this, please feel free to post on our social. I would love to know, is it a specific thing that you can say, I would like to donate? Everything else, leave it the fuck alone.
If only there was a device, JB, that you on your own could tap buttons on and look up that answer yourself anytime you felt like it.
You know what, Miles? People say shit all the time, Miles. You know what? I want to hear from the horse's mouth. You know what I mean? Where did that shit come from, Miles? And when did horses start talking? The horse's mouth. Some stupid-ass farmer made that shit up, Miles.
I'd stay away from that farmer.
Mr. Ed? Was it Mr. Ed?
Well, Mr. Ed didn't say it. Mr. Ed is the horse.
No, but is it his mouth? Is it his mouth? Or is it other horses that talk?
Well, he would say you'd have to hear it from my mouth. He wouldn't say the horse's mouth. I don't say you need to hear it from the human's mouth when I talk about me.
Right.
So he would just say his name.
See, that's called somebody started some shit and shit went awry.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to end it by starting the show. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar Zen. During our dreams, we do not know we are dreaming. We may even dream of interpreting a dream. Only on waking do we know it was a dream. Only after the great awakening will we realize that this is the great dream. And that's by Chuang Tzu.
Wow, Miles. Powerful. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of dreaming in there.
And this shit long. This is some shit where you catch a motherfucker yapping his mouth. This is categorized in the yapping category, but it's long.
You think Chuang was yapping? I think Chuang was being profound, but...
I mean, it's profound. I'm not being disrespectful by saying he was laying it down. Sometimes people do these long ones to impress a lady or some shit like that.
That could be.
We all do it sometimes. We want to show how profound we are in front of someone of the opposite sex sometimes.
I tell you what, after the break, you have an opportunity to show just how profound you are.
Hey, I'm going
to
get profound.
All right.
Let's do it, Miles.
Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, during our dreams, we do not know we are dreaming. We may even dream of interpreting a dream. Only on waking do we know it was a dream. Only after the great awakening will we realize that this is the great dream.
Whew. Now, I'll say this, Miles.
Yeah.
Dreams are some amazing things. Now that we talked a lot about dreams on here, on our amazing podcast. And that's because, to me, dreams are nothing but elaborations of the mind.
Deep.
Dreams are your mind's creative fucking way to elaborate on your world, on your reality, your place in life, where you are standing right now.
I gotta say, doing these podcasts with you and listening to you elaborate, sometimes I feel like I'm in the middle of a fever dream. These podcasts are like dreams, so I get it.
And you know what? They are like dreams, Miles. And people out there listening to the show, dream away. Dream away!
Or if you're driving, stay awake and focused.
Oh, no. Don't do this shit while you're driving or operating heavy machinery. You operate some heavy machinery. Don't be fucking around drifting the fuck off. Our motive is to take you away someplace else, to allow you to think differently for a minute. Let me ask you something, Miles. You ever had a dream that felt so real that after you woke up, it took you a while to realize it was just a fucking dream? I'm talking about you woke up, showered, got dressed, kissed your partner goodbye, dropped the kids off at school, drove to work, put on your scrubs, washed up, and started surgery on Mrs. Lacey's pancreas, only to have it hit you. You say, wait a minute. I'm not a fucking doctor. See what I'm saying, Miles? You got so caught up, and you don't know where the fuck you was at. And who's fucking cares with those? And then a moment later, you woke the fuck up again.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you would like Dr. Malpractice there.
Hey, I was close. Shit. Miles, your ass woke up twice. Miles, you woke up twice. See, you ever woke up in your dream? Miles, have you ever woke up in your damn dream?
No, I've been in my dreams saying, please wake up. But I don't think I've ever woke up and then was in another dream.
That's some shit right there. What's kind of like, Miles? You go to an ice cream shop and you say, let me get a scoop of that vanilla or pistachio or caramel crunch or some shit like that.
I'm the guy behind the counter. Can you please pick one? Please be decisive. We have a line here.
Let me get a caramel crunch.
Okay, that's better.
And then you say, oh, it's going to be great. And you start licking that motherfucker. And while you're licking that bitch, you don't know what? Throw a scoop of pistachio on top of this bitch after you already licked the motherfucker.
Sir, I can't. You've licked it. And you licked it in front of me, which is...
See, Miles? See? That's what the fuck it is, Miles.
What?
You licked the shit already, and now you want another scoop on top of that bitch with the same scooper. That's what it is, Miles. And that's what it is, everybody. You are licking on the caramel crunch, and you said, this is delicious. Throw a scoop of that pistachio on top of here. See? That's what a double dream is. A double dream ain't nothing but a double scoop of fucking ice cream. But after you already licked one already, you already experienced one dream, then you woke the fuck up and you start dreaming again while you're in the same fucking dream the first time. See, you are licking the dream cone.
That's an intense phrase. You're licking the dream cone.
See, now I gotta stop thinking about that rocky road. Now I'm on rocky road fucking ice cream now. Shit.
Sir, I've already asked you to get off the line.
See, now I want a third scoop. My apologies to everybody that's in line behind me. Apologies go out to you. So sorry.
Here's a napkin, sir. Please wipe your face.
Oh, shit. I got so much in her.
A lot. So you have covered really most of it. I think you only got just the end to get. Here's the quote one more time, and then just do what you got to do to take this thing home. During our dreams, we do not know we're dreaming. Now, we had that. You woke up, did surgery, dropped off some kids.
Hmm.
But then that was a dream, thankfully, because whose kids were those? We may even dream of interpreting a dream. You've tried to figure it out. You would French kissing ice cream. And only on waking do we know that it was a dream. You've woken up from dreams. Hmm. Only after the great awakening will we realize that this is the great dream. And that's where we're up to. Get us to that, JB.
I got you, Miles. I see what you're doing here. Okay, everybody. A dream is some made-up shit that comes from you. From deep down inside your subconscious. The second you go to sleep, the second your fucking sand-filled eyes close, your mind is able to create a story for you. Now, I get that shit sometimes when I go to bed on a full stomach, Miles. Like some spaghetti or some shit like that, some heavy shit. Every time I eat some heavy shit, Miles, I dream heavy. See, I dream heavy when I eat heavy.
They always tell you don't eat a big meal before you go to bed.
I ever tell you that shit, Miles? And then you start dreaming heavy. The dream be heavy as shit, Miles. Now, your mind is able to create a story for you, Miles. Have you ever went to sleep, Miles, and you picked up a dream where you left off at?
Or tried to. You ever were dreaming and it was a great dream and somebody woke you up and then you went to sleep and like, oh, I want to get back to that damn dream.
Miles, you are doing nothing but binge dreaming. You binge dreaming, Miles, which is an amazing thing to do. You know, your mind wanted so badly to go back to that fucking dream that it forced your brain to go back to that original damn dream. But like a terrible movie sequel, Miles, the shit gets all obscured this time. The storyline gets all fucked up.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh.
There's a good movie, and then, like, they do a sequel, and it's like, why'd they do this sequel? It's like, I know what you did last summer, and then I still know what you did last summer, which just even sounds stupid. It's like, I know you still know.
Yeah, the whole dream is all fucked up now, Miles. You about to kiss somebody, and you fucking wake up and shit, and you heard something, then you go back to sleep again, and you go back to the same fucking dream, Miles. You pick up where you left off at, and this time, the storyline's all fucked up. And for some reason, the person you're about to kiss got two goddamn heads. The bottom half of them is a goddamn German Shepherd or some shit. The shit is all warped up, Miles.
Seems like you were sleeping, woke up, ate a big meal in between, and then went back to sleep. Because you really...
Miles, you do that shit. You eat a big meal, go to sleep, have a fucking dream, heavy-ass dream, and you wake up, and you walk your ass to the kitchen and eat some more of that goddamn leftover spaghetti.
Yeah. I was thinking spaghetti, too. We're in sync there.
Or lasagna. A heavy-ass lasagna, Miles.
Oh, I could see this is like Thanksgiving, and you went back for a second round of everything on the table.
Have you ever had fucking spaghetti lasagna where you chop a piece of it, and inside the bitch is spaghetti in that motherfucker, Miles, and the top is lasagna, and inside is spaghetti in that bitch?
Spaghetti lasagna. Did a child make this for you?
I don't know who made it. It was kind of one of those family gatherings and shit. I don't know who the fuck made that. So anyway, Miles, the shit is all warped, Miles. Like a bent-ass wheel on a bicycle. Shit is just wobbling this shit. You're still riding that motherfucker. You're still trying to ride this shit out, Miles, even though the wheel is fucked up. It's so fucked up. Now you're trying to get out the shit, Miles. You're trying to get off that bicycle, Miles, the fucking warped-ass wheel. You in that damn dream trying to make the shit end, Miles. You're trying to end this shit. So I tell you what, you had better wake your ass up. Look, I'm here to tell you that the second your rested ass eyes open, your mind is ready to start creating another story. A fucking dream that you live. For real. I don't know if you heard what I said, so I want to say it again. The dream you have at night is just the opening act for the real show. The great dream that you actually choose to live.
Wow.
See?
That's the expression, living the dream.
That's where living the dream came from, Miles. Profound shit, Miles. Shit. I tell you what, Miles. I tell you what we're going to fucking do.
What?
Ice cream cones on me.
Thank you. I'm just going to go for vanilla.
What tickles your fancy? I love that shit, too. See? Tickle your fancy. People don't say that shit enough.
Well, maybe their fancies aren't tickled enough.
Maybe.
But I tell you, you tickle people's fancy.
Shit. Tickle your fancy. Shit, I love it. I love that shit, man.
On that tickled note, thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate?
Tickle your ass.
Daily wisdom from J.B. Smooth.
Tickle your fancy.
I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from their calendar.
Tickle your ass.
Zen. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe we're even inspired along the way.
People do that shit.
Before you go, please leave us a comment and while you're at it, a great rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some to feature on our show. And be on the lookout for our special guest episode where JB invites some of his cool coochie-coochie-coo celebrity friends to come on here and help us break down a quote. It'll be fun, and you won't want a coochie-coo miss it. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
I'm JB Smooth. Coochie-coochie-coo!
This has been a Team Coco production.